Good morning, everyone. Isn't it nice to see the sun today after the days we've had, right? Our first song the Mission Choir is going to sing is Come Let Us All Unite, and in the chorus we sing God is Love, and you all know that by memory, so I'm just going to turn around and ask you all to sing with us.
Worship this morning is the first three quarters of the poem Matins, written by Irish poet John O'Donohue. The entire poem was read each morning at both camps with meeting, Assiniboia and Koinonia, as the morning prayer for staff. And we will close the service with the final two stanzas, so you will get the whole poem throughout the morning. It begins. Somewhere out at the edges, the night is turning, and the waves of darkness begin to brighten the shore of dawn. The heavy dark falls back to earth, and the freed air goes wild with light. The heart fills with fresh, bright breath, and thoughts stir to give birth to color. I arise today. In the name of silence, womb of the word, in the name of stillness, home of belonging, in the name of solitude of the soul and the earth. I arise today, blessed by all things, wings of breath, delight of eyes, wonder of whisper, intimacy of touch, eternity of soul, urgency of thought, miracle of health, embrace of God.
Thank you.
morning. I'm not speaking to the pulpit, Mike. Good morning and welcome. It is good to be here on such a fine morning as this, although I was a bit confused when Betty talked about the sunshine, because when I came in, it drove in at 8:30 this morning. I drove through a pretty heavy rainstorm, but it appears now that the sun is shining, and I, for one, really enjoyed the warmer weather that we've had this week. The weather was appropriate, actually, for a week to reflect on the week that I spent at camp and to work on planning a service and a church event that was for camp. But before I go into more details about the service and about what's happening after the service, are there any guests that would like to be introduced? Hi, Sarah. It's good to have you. Anyone else? Okay. Now, before I share details about what's happening after the service with the pizza lunch fundraiser and Crokinole tournament, and we hear other announcements about church life, I just want to take a few moments to reflect on the nature of today's service. When I first began imagining a camp service, I was imagining something that would be hype. And I think this is, if we can get it on the slide, this is a good opportunity for an intergenerational learning moment. So I have put some definitions of what hype is. I realize that hype has often been used to talk about advertising. For instance, what's all the hype about this new product? But I would say that people from my generation and the youth's generation, we talk about hype as when someone gets excited about something in kind of a fun, rowdy, and wild way. So when I use hype today, I will be using it to talk about great kind of excitement and some rowdy, wild, Mennonite, Crokinole fun. But so when I was imagining this service, I was imagining this great excitement. And that's in part from my own experience working at a camp where the culture was to be hype, to be wild, excited, and energetic as possible all the time. But as the service began to take shape, and I recalled the time that I spent at Camp Koinonia as the camp pastor this summer, time that was deeply reflective, meaningful, and ripe with witness to profound and gentle caregiving, I realized that I needed to attune myself to the more contemplative and meditative service that was taking shape. And I am so grateful that the Missions Choir was scheduled to sing this Sunday, because their presence was exactly what I needed to step down from my assumptions and experience and observe what was taking place and what had taken place at camp this summer. So as you listen to the music that's beautifully sung and prepared, and as you sing hymns on themes of creation and unity, I hope that you can hear and remember the still small presence of God felt in your own life and your own experiences and nature and at camp, wherever and whatever that camp may be. But for those of you who really want and need the hypeness that sometimes goes with camp, do not worry, because after the service, your opportunity for wild, rowdy, and overly excited is coming. Because today is the day for a Crokinole tournament and pizza lunch fundraiser. This will be a free will donation fundraiser that is being used to help raise funds for camp staff salaries. Since this past year, and we hope in the future, we will need to sponsor more weeks worked than we have budgeted for. So after the service, we will pray up here, and then you can make your way downstairs. And if you're really, like, you know for sure that you will be playing Crokinole, feel free to just kind of hustle and go to the front of the line. And at the front of the line, there will be a sign-up sheet where you can sign up in pairs. It helps so much if you sign up as a team. And then you have some maybe agency and choice if you sign up with a partner. And then grab your plate of pizza and sit in the middle between the poles downstairs, because that is where we will for sure be playing Crokinole. And then if you want to just eat pizza and hang out around the sides, or hang out and talk to people, you can sit around the sides. And so that's kind of my first announcement. We'll keep moving into more announcements. But the second announcement that I have to make is that I am very, very grateful for the wonderful response I received to the Listening Circle surveys, and information will be sent out about that with dates and times next week. So are there any other announcements that would like to be highlighted or shared?
Hello? Hello? Okay, now it's on. So I'm Elizabeth. I think most of you know me. And maybe what some of you don't know is that I've recently started working for Camps with Meaning. And since it's Camp Sunday, I thought I'd make a little announcement to you. So this summer we had over 600 campers, and they were supported by 180 staff and volunteers. Like, those are big, big numbers. Good. Yes, Keely, you were one of those staff, so that's awesome. And those people, those staff came from over 30 churches in Manitoba and across Canada. So I just wanted to take an opportunity to thank you guys so much for supporting this important ministry, and the support of the churches really makes it happen. Thank you very much.
Okay, are there any other announcements? Okay, well then Betty will lead us in another hymn.
In your blue hymnal, number 156, All Things Bright and Beautiful, 156.
Thank you.
Would the children now please come up for the children's story? All right. Good morning, everyone. How are you today? Yeah, it's good to see so many of you here. So today, we are going to play a game. This is a game that we would often play at the camp that I worked at. It was often pretty funny and silly. So maybe some of you have played it before, but it's called What's in My Bag? So I have brought today not just any bag, but this is a special backpacking bag that I carry into the woods when I go backpacking. And there are some things that might exemplify that. So I'm gonna need a couple of volunteers. Yeah, if you want to come volunteer, and if you want to come volunteer, and yeah, perfect. I might need one more. All right, Jacob, come on up. So if you guys want to just come up here, and what are your names? Belle, what's your name?
Dea.
Dea.
Sophia.
Sarah.
Zara.
And Jacob. So, what you're going to do is you're going to close your eyes and you're going to reach into the bag and you're going to describe what you feel. You're going to describe it into the mic so that everyone can hear you. Thanks. And then you're going to take a guess as to what it is. And then you'll pull it out and we'll see if that guess is true. So, Belle, I think I saw your hand first. So do you want to reach into the bag? What do you feel? No? It just feels like the inside of the bag?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just feels like
bag. Well, you want to pull it out and see what it is?
Wow, that's a huge bag.
What's on the front cover? A tent. So yes, this is a tent that I take when I go backpacking. And this tent has superpowers because it protects me from bears. makes me immune to them. So thank you, Belle. You can go sit down if you want. Okay, Sophia, do you want to go next?
Okay.
So you're going to reach in.
It feels like...
Oh, that's part of the bag. Here, what's...
It feels like a pillow.
A pillow? Okay, do you want to pull it out? What do you think it might be?
I don't know. It feels like a pillow.
What's something that might be like a pillow that you would take camping that's soft and fluffy?
A sleeping bag,
yes. So that is a sleeping bag. You want to hold it up so everyone can see. You can't really tell that it's a sleeping bag, but it is one.
It is one. It's inside this
weird bag, yeah. All right. Do you? I only have two more things in my bag. So do you guys want to reach in together and see what you can, two people reach in at once? All right, what is this? Oh, hold on, Jacob, we'll take that last. But what do you have?
I don't know.
You don't know, what does it feel like?
Plastic?
Yes. So this is a camping stove. So if you open it, there's a little stove inside. Yeah, it doesn't look like a stove, but I promise you it cooks food. So there's one more thing in the bag. You guys want to reach in and see what it is? Oh, what does that feel like, Jacob?
A book.
A book. What book does it say that it is? You don't know. Does it say on the side? It says, what is this? B-I-B-L-E. Bible. Okay. So thank you. You guys can go sit down. So this is kind of a funny thing to take camping. How many of you take your Bibles when you go camping? I usually don't either, because it's kind of heavy, and I really wouldn't want to lose it in a stream or to a bear, although, I don't know. Yeah, I could keep it in my tent all the time, and it would be safe. But today, we are going to talk about a different kind of camping, a camp where you don't need a tent, because there's a cabin you can stay in. And you don't need a stove, because there are some really nice cooks that cook really tasty food. And you might need a sleeping bag, but you could also maybe take sheets, because you're going to sleep on a bed. But you do need your Bible at this camp. So the camps that we're going to talk about are called camps with meaning. Have any of you heard of those? Camp Assiniboia or Camp Koinonia? Some of you have. Have some of you gone there? And what's, if you could describe that in one word, what would it be, Jean? Fun. So these are fun camps where you go and you learn about God and you make friends and you sing music and you spend time outside. So that's what we're going to be talking about in this service today. So let's all pray, and then you can go downstairs with your Sunday school teachers. God, thank you for the beautiful creation that you want us to enjoy. Thank you for camping trips, and thank you for summer camps, where we learn about you and your world in so many ways. Please bless each and every one of us here, and we all find places to rest wherever we go. Amen. Okay. Okay. So I think we're good. We have Sunday school sent off. But we will now move into a time of sharing. So if there are any pieces of community life that would like to be shared, you can raise your hand and Christian will bring a mic to you.
Rudy and Frida Redekop asked me to share some information and update with you. Many of you will have received the email this week that detailed Frida's health diagnosis. She's been diagnosed with cancer. It's already stage 4, colon cancer that has metastasized to the liver and lymph nodes. And so it's a hard diagnosis. Frida and Rudy spent Friday at the hospital where she received a blood transfusion in preparation for chemo that begins on Wednesday. Abdominal fluid was removed. She's more comfortable, but it's tough. And so chemo begins on Wednesday, and she's very grateful for the expressions of support and the prayers that she's received. And of course, we want to continue to pray for her.
Thank you, Marv. Okay, if there is nothing else to be shared, please join with me in prayer. O holy God, great giver, great redeemer, great lover of all creation, we thank you for this day, for the days of sunshine we have been able to enjoy this week, a reminder of the beauty of summer to carry with us through the coming winter, and for the cooler weather that leads to the changing of seasons that is to return. We thank you for the chance to hear our camp workers reflect on their time serving you and for the act of worship that this listening is. And we thank you for the fun and fellowship that is to come after the service. But God, even as we express deep gratitude, We know that pain and sorrow and fear exist within our congregation and our world. God, please be with Rudy and Frieda Redekop as they go through the beginning stages of chemo and diagnosis and grief and all that, the pain and fear and uncertainty that that holds. And be with Louise Clausen as she's in Seven Oaks Hospital. And with all those who are struggling with long-term health issues, may we remember those who are named in the bulletin and those who are unnamed, but who we as individuals may know. Be with those of us who may be in good health, in physical health, but who struggle in relationships, who find tedium in jobs and daily responsibilities, or who mourn for the pain of a world that is ripe with problems that may seem so impossible to address. In our struggles and in our joys, O God, may we seek you, call to you, and rejoice in your unending presence. Amen. We'll now move into the offering.
Thank you.
The scripture that will be read this morning is an extension of what was the camp scripture verses that were taught during the Bible lessons this summer at Camps with Meaning, which are Colossians 3, 12 through 14. But this morning I will be reading Colossians 3, 1 through 17. So if you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth, for you have died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, whatever in you is earthly: fornication, impurity, passion, evil desire, and greed, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming on those who are disobedient. These are the ways you also once followed when you were living that life. But now you must get rid of all such things: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and abusive language from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have stripped off the old self with its practices and have clothed yourselves with the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge according to the image of its creator. Malice, okay. Thank you. Picking up again at verse 11. In that renewal, there is no longer Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave and free, but Christ is all and in all. As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other, just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you must also forgive. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom, and with gratitude in your hearts, sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. The sermon this morning will be a series of four reflections by four of our camp staff workers. So they will come up and they will introduce themselves and then share one after the other. And once they are all done sharing, we will watch a PowerPoint of camp pictures.
Good morning. My name is Alex Grislis. My parents are Eric Grislis and Jennifer Taves Grislis. I worked at Camps with Meaning this summer. I worked at both camps that are part of Camps with Meaning, Camp Assiniboia and Camp Koinonia, as mainly a camp counselor, but also helping out on maintenance. Camp is a really special place to me because of the community and relationships that you develop working there with other staff and campers. Everyone is really friendly, which creates a great work environment as you are with the same people all the time, so it is nice to have. All the staff are really easy to talk to and always supportive of you if you're having a great day or even a difficult one. It is challenging to be patient all the time at camp when spending every moment of your day with campers, but having the kind of support system that is there is super awesome and helps me get through the harder times. Camp is also special to me because of the campers that come there. Whether it is super energetic young kids, more mature teenagers, or adults with disabilities, all the campers are very fun to work with. They will always put a smile on your face, even if some of them can be a bit challenging to handle. While camp is great because of the people that are there, it is also a great and easy place to see God every day. Spending the majority of my time outside in nature helps me grow more to appreciate God's creation and how beautiful it is. Some places help me connect with God more than others, like near the fire pit by the river at Camp Assiniboia. We spend most evenings there singing songs and listening to stories, which is a great way to feel connected to God. At Fireside is not the only time that I see God, but it's probably the place I would the most. It is difficult to choose my favorite memory of camp, but one of my favorites was during my second week of the summer when I was counseling at Adults with Disabilities Week. I had a camper in my cabin who did not want to participate in many activities and kept to herself more. She also had a seizure earlier in the week, so she wasn't in the best mood afterwards. She ended up deciding to go on a boat ride for an activity that I was leading, which I was excited about since she had not participated in any other activities that week. As soon as she got in the boat and we started out on the lake at Camp Koinonia, she had the biggest smile on her face that I had seen all week. She brought her camera along and was taking many pictures with it while smiling and laughing and repeating how fun the boat ride was. It was really great to see her have a complete change of mood and see what she's having a good time this week. This definitely stood out to me as a memorable moment this summer. Being a part of camp is a really enjoyable time, and I love being there each week of the summer. It is always very fun and a rewarding experience, and I hope that I can work there again in the future.
Hi, I'm Keely Zacharias. My parents are Shauna and Rob, and I had the pleasure of working as a day camp counselor at Camp Assiniboia. Working as a day camp counselor for a week was one of the best weeks of my summer. I worked with grades 1 to 4, so the week basically consisted of fun and games, which I led twice, going to the farm for Rodeo Rumble, which was 3 hours of running around, riding horses, and of course a scavenger hunt, because what is day camp without a little scavenger hunt? But with pros, there are always cons. For example, taking a second grader to the bathroom every 5 minutes and then waiting another 15 minutes in the bathroom wondering what they're doing. Or, of course, running from the farm to the lodge because someone forgot their water bottle or sunscreen or backpack, which also takes another 15 minutes. Fun fact, second graders really love sunscreen in my personal experience. Don't ask me why, they just do. Especially the little spray bottles, they're fascinated by it. But one of the best things that day camp does is that it helps campers get ready for the overnight camp. So, when they're a little older. So of course you have a couple of kids who are just not ready to leave their parents just yet. So what do you do with a crying third grader other than awkwardly trying to comfort them in the best way possible? Well, you can read them stories, draw with them, but that only keeps them engaged for about 5 minutes, 6 if you're lucky. But luckily, the awkward comforting and begging for home lasted only a few hours until we reached the climax of the day, swimming. I can't even describe to you the amount of energy that the kids had when they started playing in the pool. Us counselors, on the other hand, well, let's just say the water was just a little bit below freezing, so we took our time getting in. But the energized swimming soon led to our Bible time in the lodge. We had singing, which I also led twice, our Bible instructor, Isaac, leading a Bible study with the campers, which kept them engaged, surprisingly, the whole time. Words can't describe what an amazing time I had working as a day camp counselor at Camp Assiniboia. And I encourage other young people to volunteer there as well, if you're looking for something to do this summer. And the young people to go and be campers as well. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Claire. My parents are Eric Grislis and Jennifer Taves Grislis. I worked at camp this summer for 2 weeks. I worked at day camp at Camp Assiniboia in July, and then in the kitchen in August, also at Assiniboia. This is my first year working at camp. The previous years, I'd gone to camp as a camper. As a camper, the counselors always seemed to be having so much fun. I wanted to be a part of that kind of community, so I became a counselor this summer. One of my favorite memories from this summer was after working in the kitchen all day, getting to join the campers playing rec games and then slowing down during Fireside. So even though I wasn't a counselor, I was still having fun with the campers. It was a refreshing break and I looked forward to it. Somewhere I felt the presence of God was during fireside in the evenings. At Camp Assiniboia, fireside is on a little spot next to the river, kind of nestled in the forest. Getting to experience God's beautiful creation around you while singing to and about God really helped me to feel God's presence. Although camp is a lot of fun, it can be pretty challenging at times. Working in the kitchen, I had to be in the kitchen by 7:15 a.m. and leave around 2 p.m. till we went back at 5. Standing and working in the kitchen for 6 hours isn't always the best, but it's when you know it's nice and warm outside. One thing I learned about myself at camp was patience. Some kids can be crazy and full of energy, and I had to learn to be patient with them and not get mad right away. One of the integration campers wasn't very good at communicating, so I would just try to sit with her, smile, and when she wanted to plan the play structure, I just kind of followed her and did what she did, and she seemed happy. I guess she liked my patience with her, because one time I was just sitting with her and her one-on-one, not really talking. She stood up, turned to me, and held her arms out. I was a little confused, and her one-on-one told me she was trying to give me a hug. It was really sweet. Moments like that are what I love about camp.
Hi, my name is Mackenzie. My parents are Sean and Rob Zacharias. This summer I also worked a couple weeks with Council Meeting at both Camp Assiniboia and Koinonia. I got to do a variety of different things, which was pretty great. My first week I was at Koinonia working in the kitchen. It was so much fun, plus I got to experience my first Adults with Disabilities Week, or ADV Week, so that was nice because I didn't have to counsel, but I still got to have a ton of fun and kind of ease my way back into camp. The next 2 weeks I worked were at Assiniboia. The first week that I was on farm crew, which at first I thought was going to be kind of boring because all that farm crew does is weed the garden, but that week was farm camp. So about 20-ish campers did a bunch of farm activities that me and the other crew members got to take part in. We made pesto, cheese, soup, pie, pickled beets, and just had a ton of fun. I think one of the best moments that week was a quote by one of the campers. He was lying on the floor, not wanting to cut any veggies, and we were trying to encourage him to participate. Eventually, he announced to everyone, "I'm going to do something no one has ever done before. I'm going to stand up." And promptly after he said that, he fell back to the ground and didn't want to participate again. The very next week, I was still at Assiniboia, but this time it was another ADV week, and I was a counselor this time. Also, I was kind of nervous because you never know what to expect, but that week was so much fun. All the campers were amazing and hilarious, and I had such a good time. Working an ADV week is so much slower and relaxed compared to a kids' week, but that was really nice because I got to chill and replenish my energy a bit and meet some amazing people at the same time. Finally, the next week, my last week, I was at Koinonia again, counseling kid campers again. I had an amazing cabin that week. All the girls got along and were super energetic and just overall amazing. A highlight from that week was the night of camp out, which is when all the cabins either canoe or hike to different camp spots and spend the night. There was a beautiful sunset, and we took the girls down to the water and sang some songs, and it was amazing. And the next night, as I was walking back from walking to the cabin with one of my campers, we had a really nice conversation. She told me that she was cold, and that was fine because she likes cold walks because she can see God in cold walks, and that the sunset that day before was so pretty that she saw God in that sunset. Camp is such a beautiful, magical place. I've learned so much from the people I work with and the amazing campers that decided to come to camp. Being surrounded by nature and people who value the same things you do is so rewarding. It helps me to see God in everything I do and everyone I meet. At camp, you see God in the laughter and the smiles, the inside jokes, the tears, the hardships and stress, and the voices that sing songs together and talk to each other no matter what. Thank you.
That was great to hear from all of you. So many of you went and had, I'm sure made a big difference, but had such a good time, which is, yeah, I'm glad you could share that with us. Let's give them a hand. So if you'd like to turn in your blue hymnals again to number 53, God of Earth, the Sky and Sea, and we will sing verses 1, 2, and 3. Number 53.
Benediction today is the final six lines of John O'Donohue's Matins, the first part which we read as our call to worship. Please stand if you are able and remain standing for our closing hymn, which will also be our prayer for lunch. May we live this day, compassionate of heart, clear in word, gracious in awareness, courageous in thought, generous in love. Amen.
It's number 119 in your blue hymnal, but it's Praise God, from whom all blessings flow, so I don't think you need that.